V'sachte moyed katan mishnayis pedig aleph is learned li l'nishmas sorerelke masrif shneir zalman nachem Mendel, who passed away in achrin shel pesach etov shin ayin. Mishnayis is learned li l'nishmasa to benefit her soul tei nishmasa tzur betrei rachayim betech shnas ha'avelus. Pedig aleph mashkin beis ha'shalchim b'moyed u'bashvis, a field in which there is grain growing, and the earth is hard and dry, and there is not enough sufficient rainwater. So you are permitted to water it on Chol HaMoed and on the year of Shemitah. Bein mimayin sheyotze batchila, whether it is from a well that is now the first time that it's producing water. Bein mimayin sheloyotze batchila, whether it's from a well that is not the first time that it's producing water, but it's been around for a while. Aval ein mashkin, but you are not permitted to water it. Lo mimei hagashomim, not from rainwater. Lo mimei hakilin, and not from a water that you have drawn from a deep well to water the field with it. Vein oisin oigiyos ligafanim, you're also not permitted to make the small grooves, holes by the vines, so that the water should remain inside those holes to supply for their water. Says the Bar Tanura, Mashkin Beis HaShalochim. Beis HaShalochim means Eretz Ayefa Utsmeya Lemayim, when the land that is tired and thirsty for water. Targum, the translation of Oyef V'yogeya, the Beis HaShalochim is an Eretz Ayefa Utsmeya Lemayim, but the Targum of Oyef V'yogeya of the tired in Yogeya is Mishalchi Veloyi. Mishalchi Veloyi. So Mashkin Beis HaShalochim means a tired and a dried land. So we say that Mashkin B'moyed, you can water it during the Chol HaMoed. The Dovar Ovid Mutar B'moyed, because something which is lost is permissible to do on Chol HaMoed. The Sdei Beis HaShalchin, and the field of Beis HaShalchin, which is thirsty, needs dry and hard, needs water, is Mishor Shemaschil LaHashkoisa, from the time that one begins to water it, if he doesn't water it continuously, Miyad, immediately, in other words, delays it, Yoivad, it'll get lost. Kidetnan B'Seif Masnisin, as we learned in the end of the Mishnah, Zeroyim Shaloy Shosu Lifnei HaMoyed, Lo Yashkim B'moyed, that those who hadn't drank, didn't start warning them before Yontev, Lo Yash, you shouldn't do it on Yontev, Lo Yashkim, because they're not going to get lost. Avol Shos Lifnei HaMoyed, but if they began already to drink, to water them before Yontev, Yashkim B'moyed, he can continue warning them during Yontev. The Davkis, they love in Shal Tvua, and specifically the talking about is they love on a white field, meaning of grain, a field of grain, Shishlochin B'mashkin, Shishlochin Mashkin B'moyed, which is thirsty for water during the Yom Tov. Aval Sode Shalchin Shalilam, but a field that is once is dry, once of a tree, Lo Yisharim B'moyed, that you're not allowed to in the Chol HaMoed. Lo Yipazdi, because they don't get lost. Ubashvi is Shorid LaHashkoiso, and on the seventh year you can water it, Bein Sode Beis HaShalchin, Bein Sode Beis Habal. Whether it's a field that is needs the water, or it's a Sdo Beis HaBaal, which gets watered by Hashem, by the rain, like the Baal, Ubeis HaShlochim Mishum Moed Buvad Noked Lo. So it says Beis HaShlochim is only for Yontev, because on Yontev you can only do the Shlochim, but if it's a Beis HaBaal, which comes from the rain, that is not permitted to be done on Yontev, because there's enough rainwater. So whether it's a mayin sheyotzo b'tchila, which means that it's come out for the first time, sheyotzo achshav b'tchila, that has just come out now, ein choishishin, we don't worry, hoy v'chodesh hu, since it's a new one, shema yiplu g'doisov, maybe the sides will fall, v'osel l'sakim b'moyed, and he'll come to fix it on yontev, on Chol HaMoed, v'ika tircha, there's a big trouble with it, or it's an old one that's already been around. But not from rainwater. Gzeira, it's a gzeira from mei kilon. What is this mei kilon? Because of water of kilon. Kilon, hemayim shel boir amuk. That's water of a deep pit. Boy mei gishamim, and it has rainwater, mechonasim, gathered. The Bei Ketirchi is said a lot leadless. That there is a too much trouble. It's a lot of effort to go ahead and draw from there. Ugiyos, we can't make these ugiyos, those holes around the vine. Charitzim sheosim beikrei hazeisim, those are grooves that you make in the roots, the bottom of the olive, beikrei gafanim, at the bottom of the vines. Kedishi is malomayim, they should fill with water. You can't do that on Chol HaMoed. Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Elazar Azariah, Rabbi Elazar Azariah says, "Ein oisin es ha'ama v'tchila b'moyed u'b'shviz." That on Chol HaMoed and on Shemitah year, you're not permitted to dig a new trench in the field, so that the water should go from the well through the trench to the field. The Chachamim say, "Oisin es ha'ama v'tchila b'shviz." That on Shemitah, you could make this new trench. Misaklin esha mikul kolis b'moyed, and on Chol HaMoed you are permitted to fix the old trenches that have fallen and they've ruined. But new trenches on Chol HaMoed you're not allowed to do. So we can only fix on Chol HaMoed the old trenches that fell and were ruined, but new trenches you're not allowed to dig on Chol HaMoed. Misaklin kikula mayim shemshus rabim, and on Chol HaMoed you're permitted to fix the pits in the public places where there is drinking water, and you can dig them in the ground if the pits have sort of fallen in, and you can fix the roads on Chol HaMoed and the streets, and the gatherings of water, so the mikvahs, so there should be kosher for people to immerse themselves. And all needs that there is for the community you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. If many people need to dig a new pit on Chol HaMoed, you can do that. You can on Chol HaMoed paint the graves to make a sign that this is a that there's a caver, there's a grave here. And people shouldn't go there to become tamei. And Beis Din will send out people in Chol HaMoed. They should see the fields, which field has sown kilayim, a mixture of two kinds of wheat and barley, and they would sort of get rid of the other kind to take away from the kilayim. Zogdi Bartanura. Ha'amo, that we're talking about, you can't make the amo. Ha'amo, these are charitzim, those are trenches. Sho'isim bekarka, they make them in the ground. Shebehem ha'mayim holchim sobe v'asode. The water travels in them around the field, sode l'sode, and then from one field to the other field. Kruin amo, these trenches are called the amo, l'fishen rechev amo brum amo, because their width and their height is an amo. The trenches are amo wide and amo high. So you can't do it b'tchila, a new trench, im lohoysa me'olam, if it were never there, a noisa b'tchila b'moyed. You're not allowed to make it in the beginning on the Chol HaMoed, mishum tircha, because of the trouble that it takes to build it. But to fix it is okay. U'bishviz, and also on the seventh day, on the seventh year, on the Shemitah year, b'nei shenideh kechofer b'karka b'shviz, because that appears as if he's digging in the ground on the seventh year, and you're not allowed to work the field, although this is just making a trench. But you can fix those who got ruined. If sand fell into the vein of mekalchis and they do not flow, then you can fix them. But to begin with, on Yontif, on Chol HaMoed, you can't make them. The loch is like the chacham. Even betchila, you can make it on shviz. Umesakne kilkule hamayim. Those are we fix the ruined water. Mayim hamuchanosim begumos lishtes mem. Those water that are gathered in the holes in the pits to use them for drinking water. V'chaytetin, and that means chaytetin means menakim. You clean them, menakrim, and you scrub out metzim etoychem. Take out from there tsreires, the pebbles, the kismin, and pieces of wood, va'afrurius, and dirt, chenofelbem, that fell into them. Also, mitzainin, what is mitzainin? That means, oisim tsuyunim ala kvoris, you make signs on the graves. So, yimimachim seed, they would put seed, the pitch, they would melt down the shevchin ala kever, and they would pour it over the grave. Husimun, that would be a sign, l'ilchedrochim, for people that walk on the road to Layavr Mokam Tumah, not to pass over a place that is Tomei. V'yoytzin, and also they would go out, these are, as Rashi says, Batanura Shluchei Bezdin, the agents of Bezdin, B'moyed, during the Chalamoyed, La'ayin, Hasodis, to look into the field, Shinizru Kilayim, that were sown with the mixture, Lakarism, to tear them out. Because they take payment for this work from the gifts of the Lishka, and during the days of the Moyed, people hire themselves for cheap because there's no work. So therefore, it is in Bezdin's interest to have this work done during the Chol HaMoed. Mishneh Gimel, Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov says, if by a person has a tree and there is a well of water, Moshchina Samayim, you're permitted to draw the water, Meilon the Ilan, from one tree to another, Bilvachel Yashkes Kol HaSodah, conditionally that he should not water the entire field, if the field has sufficient rainwater. Ziroyim Shaloi Shosu Lifnei HaMoed, if there is sown items that had not been watered before Yom Tov LeYashkim B'Moed, then he should not water them on Chol HaMoed. V'Chacham Matirim Bazeh Bazeh, and the Chachamim permit to water whether these growing items with vegetables, when the growing things were watered before Yom Tov, or whether or not they still allow it. And even a field, and also a field that has enough sufficient rainwater, you can still water it on Yom Tov. Says the Bartanura, Moshchines Amayim, you draw the, pull the water, Shetachas Ilon Ze, that is under one tree, Ilon Acha, to another tree, Leka Tircha, because there isn't so, there's not so much trouble. Avalo Yashke Kol HaSodah, but not to water the entire field. Ubisodah Beis HaBaal Aydi, and we're talking about a field of Beis HaBaal, which is watered by the rain. I did lepas the that they doesn't won't get room. Shemay gishomim maspikin loy. The water from the rain is sufficient. But only that when you water it, there is better. It's more better for the growing things. But if he says shaloi shasu, if they have not been watered before Yom Tov, then the loy pasdi, they're not lost. Then he says that you don't do it. But then the chacham disagrees. Said bazeh bazeh, afilu loy shasu, even if they have not been watered, afilu zdei habal, and even a field that is rained by watered by the rain, mishum harvocha shalu chachamim, because of the harvocha that making it better, the chacham permitted. V'alocha Kenablazer ben Yaakov, the Loch ben Yaakov, that you're not permitted to do so if you haven't watered it. The Stamas Nisim, because the nameless Mishnah that was brought down in the beginning, Mashkin Beis Hashlochim de Le'il, that it says that you water the only the Beis Hashlochim, is Kavosei, goes like him, because according to Chacham, it's not only the Beis Hashlochim. So since the nameless Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Yaakov, that's what Aloche means, that Rabbi Yehuda Nosi, who wrote the Mishnah, wanted Aloche to be Paskin like Rabbi Lozman Yaakov. Umius de Lacha, but if you have a moist field, Shakarka Shaloh Kimoy Tit, which the earth in it is like mortar, Mutalash Kis Moyad Moyad, then you are permitted to water it on the Chol HaMoed, afilu l'Rablaz ben Yaakov, even l'Rablaz ben Yaakov, d'kizroim sheshos lefnei HaMoed domen. They would be similar, equated to the zroim, the sown things that have been watered before the Moed, that they are going to get lost, and therefore you are permitted to water them on Chol HaMoed. Mishnah Dalet, Sodin es ha'ishus. You can capture the mice, vesach borim, this is a field mice and other mice, misdoda ilon, from a field in which trees grow, because they ruin the fruit, misdea lovan, and from a field in which the grain grows, because they ruin the grain. Kedarkoi, in the ordinary way, as he captures them all year, so he can capture them, b'moyet u'bishvis, in the Yom Tov Chol HaMoed, on the Moed, and the Chol HaMoed, and on the Shemitah Yom. The Chachamim say, "Misodah Ilan Kedarkei, from a field in which trees grow, you can do it in the ordinary way, because there's a lot of loss in the field of the trees, and you do it in the ordinary ways, that you dig a pit and you put in a net and you capture the mice that way. But in a field which only where there's grain growing, so then you cannot do in the ordinary way, but you place a spear in the ground and you shake it here and there so that the earth moves from place to place, and then when you take out the spear, then a pit has been created, and then you put the net in there. Umkarin es hapirtzim mayid, and if the wall of the garden is broken, so on cholamayid you are permitted to place stones one on top of the other, just to place them without putting them together with cement and to make a wall. But on the Shemitah year you can build the wall in its usual way. Says the Bartanura, ha'ishus, you capture the ishus tinshemes. That's the tinshemes. The biriyah, that's a kind of a creature, she'en lo inayim, doesn't have any eyes. U'mafsedes es asodis, she ruins the fields. U'bizdei halovon, and in a field of grain, she'choshim v'zeirin eisu litfuah, that you plow it and you sow it for grain, that's the halovon. Ein bo ilon, listen, there's no tree. So he says in all the ways you can do it, but the Chacham disagree. The Chacham say b'zdei ha'ilon you do it kidarka, in the usual way. The reason is the mafsidi tvei, because there's a lot of loss from these creatures. Ula hafsid meruva chashashu, the Chachamim did worry and take into account the great loss. Lefika chayfir guma kidarka, that's why they permitted him to dig the hole in the usual way, then he hangs the net in there. But on these day halavon, in the grain field where the loss is not so, so you do it in the unusual way. How do you do it? You stick a spear into the ground with force, you move it here and there, then you take it out, so the hole is made by itself, but not by digging directly. The halach is like the chachamim, that only by as they ha'ilon can you do in the usual way, but by as they ha'lovan you have to do it the whole to trap the mice and the other animals in the unusual way. But if you have a field, grain field, which is next to a tree field, then even as they love him, you can do the usual way, because Shema Yitzum is they love him, because they might go out of the field of the grain field and they're going to destroy the tree, so you can do it the regular way. That becomes a hafsek merubah. Umakrin is ha pirza, and you can misad, says the Bartanura, you organize this havonim, zo el zo, one on the top of the other, that's makrin, you organize the stones, kiderech binyan, like a building, but you don't put it together with the mortar, with the cement, to be pirza shel gina mayri. We're talking about a break in the garden, is what we're dealing with. Aval koysel chotzer shenofal, but a koysel of a wall, of a yard that fell down, b'nei kedarka, you can build usually with the mortar, b'nei haganavim, because of the thieves, to protect from the thieves. Mishnah Hei, Rameir says, Reyinas and Goyim b'tchila lahokel. The Koyin can see on Cholamoyed a new plague, a leprosy, which he had never seen yet, in order to make it lenient, if the plague is clean. So the Koyin should say, you're clean. Avaloy lahachmir, but not to make it more difficult, if the plague is tummy, the Koyin should not say that you're tummy. The Chacham say that you should see no negan yontav, loy lahokel, not to make it lenient, loy lahachmir, and not to make it difficult, not to make him tamei. V'oidam Reb Meir, further says Reb Meir, malakit odom atzmis ovi v'imoy, that a person can gather together the bones from his father or from his mother, on chalamoy to bury them, ipnei she simcha yiloy, because it is a joy that his father and mother will be buried. And Rabbi Yisrael, this is a sad for him. A person should not arouse a eulogy on a person who's died from a long time, and he should not hire a person to eulogize a person that has recently died from 30 days from before Yontav till after Yontav, because he might make him sad during the yontif. Says the Baraz Demar Tanura. We see the nega on the chalamayit to make cleanish. Im toyer hu, so if that is clean, oimer lehakoyin toyer, the koyin tells him that you're clean. Toyerata, you're clean. Shesimchi loy, that's a joy for him. Aval lehachmir, but not to be stringent. Im tomei hu, yishtek, if he's tomei, he should be quiet. Velo yitameeno, he should not defile him. Yatzrichenu lotzis chutz lamachane, then he will require him to leave outside of the camp. He, the other one says, loy lehakoyin, velo lehachmir. The Chum say not to either way. Since he needs to see him, if he's clean in order to make lenient, he will be, have to be stringent. He has to tell him to make him clean or to make him defiled. A coin is not permitted just to be quiet. So it's better for him that the Kohen doesn't see him at all, delay it till after Yontif. He's collecting them in order to bury them in a proper place. That is a joy for him, said the Bar Tanuruk, when he sees them, that he buries them in the burial of his fathers. Is not like Rameir in both of these halachas. And we don't see the nega at all on Chol HaMoed, and we don't collect the bones of his parents on Chol HaMoed. Lo yo'ered al meisoy, lo yovi, you shouldn't bring a sabdon, a eulogizer, la'arir al meisoy, to awaken about the dead, shemez de yomim rabim, that has died already for a while, lachzir al kreve hames, to go... to look over relative of the deceased. So there's a eulogizer that comes and he looks for relatives of somebody who died. Kiderech shechayzer asabdun, usually the eulogizer goes after shetzoyeg vayimer, he screams and says, Bo yibuchimi, come cry with me, kol marliv, any bitter heart. Umisha libedovel, of anybody whose heart is heavy on him, hayluch masbin al kreve, goes and he eulogizes for somebody's relative. So that means, not to bring a eulogizer. Also not to hire somebody to eulogize somebody who died at that time before the holidays for 30 days. Is the Amri time of the Gemara? There's those that say the reason in the Gemara, because the custom of people is lichnos mois, to gather money l'tzerich haregel before the Yom Tov Koyim Regel Lamed Yom, before Yom Tov for 30 days. Michishama Shadesh Milchus Haregel, once he hears that people are expounding the laws of the Yom Tov, Mishema Yitin Hamoyes Shekonas, he might give the money that he gathered l'tzerich haregel for the purpose of the holiday, he's going to give it away l'sabdun, to the eulogizer. V'yimna Misimchus Haregel, and he's going to prevent and from the joy of the holiday. The Yizda Amri, that others say, Shein HaMes Mishtakech Min Aleif, that the dead person is not forgotten from the Had El Achash Leishim Yoyim Achar Espeide, only after 30 days after the eulogy. So you don't want him to eulogize it, so that'll take 30 days later on, and that'll be ready during the time of the Yontif. Mishnah Vav, En Chayiv Kvurim Kuchin V'Kvores B'Moyed, you don't dig on Chol HaMoed, these Kuchin are graves that are underneath the ground, and the kvaris is the graves that are built on top of the ground. If these graves are necessary for after Yontif, but you are permitted to fix the graves on Chol HaMoed, to make them larger or smaller. You can dig in the earth on Chol HaMoed to make a place to wash the clothes of the Oren. You are allowed to on Chol HaMoed make a coffin for the dead in the yard where the in the courtyard where the deceased is lying. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's prohibited, that you're not allowed to bring wood to saw them on Chol HaMoed for a deceased. Alim ki yeshiva nesorim. Only he has already prepared boards from before Yontif, then you can go ahead and make a coffin from them. Says the Bar Tanura, Ein chayfim kuchin u'kvoriz b'moyed. not to dig these graves underneath or on top of the ground on Chol HaMoed, the cover by Mesh Yomus Lachar HaMoed, so to bury there a dead who will die after Yom Tov, after the Yom Tov. Kuchin is b'mora, Kuchin is in a cave, Shetachas HaKavish is underground, Kvor is b'binyan, Kvor is in a building, in a structure on top. But you could fix it. If it was long, you can shorten it. But if it was short, but you prolong it and you widen it. Those are holes of people that wash. That's a fixed place to wash garments in it. It doesn't have so much trouble to do that, and that's why he says you can do that on Chol HaMoed. Va'arin im ha'meis b'chotzer, and then arin with the mace in the courtyard. Shemeis shom, that he died in muter le'nasir ha'nisorim, you are permitted to cut up the boards v'lasis le'arin, and to make him a coffin. Aval u'chotzer acheres lo'i, but not in another yard. Shelo'yemin u'melocha acheres o'isis, so people should not say, suspect that he's doing another job. This is not been learned, this prohibition, that only in the yard, is by a person who is not a public figure, but a known person. You can make him a coffin even in the marketplace, because people know about it. In our to us, that we are so few in numbers, called Adam Habim Mefursim, every person is a public, a publicized person, and you can make the Oren. Rabbi Yehuda prohibits Lahavi Eitzim, to bring wood, lasis, and the sodim, to make boards, bitchila, in the beginning, the tzerech Oren, for the purpose of the coffin. Halim came in the sodis, ketim yontif, unless they have already been boarded and cut up before yontif. But v'ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda, you could go ahead and build the entire coffin for the maize on Yontif. Mishnah Zayin, a noisim noshim b'moyed, you cannot make a wedding on Chol HaMoed, le'besulah le'almonis, not with a besula, not with a widow. V'lo mi'yabmim, you don't do yibim, his brother's wife who died without children, to do yibim on Chol HaMoed. Mipnei she'simcha yiloy, because this is a joy, and you cannot mix one joy with another joy together with the joy of the Yom Tov. Aval Machzir hu es Gerushasoi, but one is permitted to remarry the wife that he divorced, because that's not such a great joy. Vayis Yisha Tachshita b'moyed, and a woman can make her jewelry on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Loi Sosud, she should not smear herself with the hair, should fall down. It's a kind of a cosmetic that gets the hair to go, because when she smears herself with this thing, she becomes disgusted and she's in pain from this. Therefore, one should not do that. She shouldn't do that on Yom Tov. As the Bar Tanura, not to marry on Yom Tov or Yibnesh Simcha Eloi, Ve'im Arvim Simcha Acheres B'Simcha Saregel, we should not mix a other type of joy, mix it in with the joy of the Yom Tov, the Ksiv, because it says in Dvarim Tezayin, V'samachta B'chagecha, B'chagecha V'loi B'Yishtecha, should be with your Yom Tov, but not by marrying your wife. Aval Machzir Hu Ez Rushosoi, but he can bring back his divorced wife. The Ein Simcha Kol Kach, that is not such a joy, but with a new wife who he had never had. A woman can make her jewelry, but this means her cosmetics, going losis kechoil be'eineho, to put the eye makeup on her eyes, will hashvay sarereisha shalay yispazer, to comb her hair that shouldn't fall all over. Umaveres tseva odim al paneh, she can make a red color on her face makeup. Umaveres sakin al paneh shalmata, and to press a sakin al paneh shalmata. V'chein kol kiyitzva, and all similar thing. But Rabbi Yehuda said, "Loi sosud," because she nivul hula. That's tzar hula. That's painful to her. She's in pain of that. And the ein halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, but that also she's permitted to do. Mishnah ches ahead you teifer kidarkei. A ordinary person who is not a craftsman can sew on the usual way on Chol HaMoed.
and the ha'uman, but a craftsman, a tailor, machliv, he can put together with a big net, not in a straight way. Umesargin as a mitos, you can weave the bed with the string of the bed. Chalamoyed, Rabbi Yisrael, Eimer Rabbi Yisrael says, Av mimaskin, you can also. If the bed has been already woven from before Yontev, but the strings are loose, you can also pull them, fasten them, but to weave them on Yontev, you're not permitted. Says the Bar Tanura, Ha'ed you tefer kidarkei, the ordinary person can sew in his usual way. Ha'ed you mikri, an ordinary person is called kol she'ini yudei lekavin, one who cannot directly make a sofa libeged, a edge for the garment, that it should be straight, and should be exactly in it, but it's crooked here and there. He makes it wide in one place, and short in another place. And the woman, he said, is machliv. Machliv means oisa tfiras ki ein shine hakelav. He makes sounds like the teeth of the dog. Shein shavim zu keneged zu. They are not straight, one next to the other. Achas lemaylav, achas lemata, one on top, one on the bottom. Meaning in an unprofessional way. On the sargin as amitis, you can weave the beds. Ergin oisim b'chavolim shesi v'ergi. You weave them in a way of shesi and erev. Vertically, horizontally, one against the other, weaving together, so you have a place to lay on. Mematchin, he says, im haya arug zayom ram, had it, if it was woven for many days, v'rofa chavolim, and the strings have become weak, they sagged, mematchin, then you can pull them. Avalei mesargin, but you cannot weave them. V'in alocha kerabiyesi, alocha is not a kerabiyesi, but you could be mesargin, you can weave the bed, and make the bed for lying down. Mishnah tes, you are permitted to place on Chol HaMoed an oven and a mill and a different kind, the different kinds of oven and a mill on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yehuda says that a new millstone, if it is smooth, you're not allowed to put it out on Chol HaMoed. But an old millstone, which has been already rubbed down, you can put it out on Chol HaMoed. Says the Bar Tanura, Mamidim, meaning boinim, you built it, Meshivim, and you sit it down, Mesaknin, and you fix Tanur, the oven, Shetzorich LeBemoed, that it needs on the Yom Tov. Lefisha Tanurim Shalahem, Metaltlim Hoyu, their ovens, they would move them in mokum lamokum from place to place. Lachitoni mamidim. That's why he says mamidim, because you place them from one place to the other. Ein mechapshin. Rabbi Yehuda says ein mechapshin menakrin umakim bepatrishes. You clean out and you bang with a hammer al arechayim on the milk shem chalokin yosin medai when they're too smooth. Vein teichnes yofer, they don't grind well. Vein alocher ken Rabbi Yehuda alocher not Rabbi Yehuda, but you can do that also lechatchila. Mishnah Yud. You can make on Chol HaMoed a wall for a roof or for a garden, which is a simple type of work of a loy maise uman, but not like a craftsperson. Shofin as dokim, you can paste the splits that's on the roof, magila, and you can smooth it out with the mortar, with the magila, with the trowel, biyadu beregel, with the hand or with the feet. It's a circular kind of piece of wood. Avaloy b'machlotzayim, but not with a kind of a spoon from why they used to do it. Hatzir, the bottom metal piece of the door, which sits on the on the bottom of the door, which the hinge that the door swings on it, va'atziner, and the hole which is in the bottom of the door, va'akoyra, and the beam of the house, va'manuel, and the lock, va'mafteach, and the key, shenishbru, that broke, v'saklan b'moyed, you can fix them on Chol HaMoed, v'vachalei kabim lachta b'moyed, but he should not intend to do it on Chol HaMoed, that if he could do it before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to delay it to do it on Chol HaMoed.
The whole kevoshim sheyochel lechol mehem b'moed kevshon, and all pressing that you can press on Chol HaMoed, and you can eat from it on Chol HaMoed or on Yom Tov, then you're allowed to press on Chol HaMoed. That is fish, meat, or cabbage, which becomes quickly sour. You should all press it. You can go ahead and press it on Yom Tov to on Chol HaMoed, so that you can use it on Yom Tov.
Says the Bar Tanura, you make this wall for the roof and the mirpeset. Mirpeset, this is a hiluch shelifnei aliyah. That's a walkway that's in front of the upper level. Shebnei aliyah hilchim boy. That's the elevated area that the people that live on the upper floor walk on it, and then they descend by means of a ladder in down to the yard. They can paste up the cracks. The roofs that are not slanty, you smear it with the mortar. And when there is cracks in the mortar that's on it, had laf yered bebayis, the rain goes into the house. You can say that is a loss. So shofin means tachin. You can smear. You can smear it on there. Magila, that's an eitz ogel. That's a round wood. Shboy machlikin hagagis. They smooth the roofs. B'machlatzayim, that's a, you can't do the machlatzayim. That's a clay umnes shel barzel. That's a metal craftsperson. Ruchova kein kaf. It's wide like a spoon. V'lobisad, it has a handle. It's more like a, probably more like a trowel. Hatzir, that's the regel hadeles, the foot of the door, hasevevs b'techur, that swings inside a hole, ha'iskufa tachtoina shul pesach, on the bottom threshold of the door, the opening. Tzinor, that's ha'chur shebaskufa, that's the hole that's in the threshold. V'ha'koira, the beam koira sabayis mamish, that's the beam of the house, mamish nishbara, afilu koirin yomtev, even if it was broken before yomtev. So you can fix all these things on Yom Tov. Conditional, he shouldn't wait on for Chol HaMoed. He shouldn't say, I'm going to wait till Chol HaMoed. Have no other work. I'll do this. Kavoshim, all kinds of things that have to be pressed. Dogim, virokis, fish, and vegetables. That you soak it in salt and in vinegar. So they should quickly be soaking. This ends the first chapter in Masechta Moed Katan.